With accuracy now.
Roger, roger.
Because I think he has some questions about that. I just get that when he recommended Alan, you know, the response to the how to resolve Alan's case, medical case, I do not, it just comes from a lack of awareness of Alan.
Roger.
I can also tell Michael that there's a statement about the prognosis, but I can sure that prognosis, you want to get out of the way, guarded. Know the medical staff was guarded and always will be, and he said that he's very, very accurate in something.
Roger.
So you might use that point to illustrate the other day, copy?
Roger.
And so I would recommend his final therapy for Alan. That reason we would tend to disagree.
Over.
Maybe you want to number like yourself. Really don't think.
Roger. I don't think there's any problem that way. I was just thinking of the total of it.
Oh, yes. I know what you're saying. I couldn't agree more.
Roger.
great deal of work, immediate work in her own program. Everybody feels it. My mom did, and I agree. But I have that in mind. Stand by.
Bye, sir.
Thank you. I have her in mind. Where is Lil? She could tell you.
Right here. Stand by.
I'm putting stuff into Lil down. Hey, Barbara. Getting in contact with the map and maybe that Jimmy could he might be a benefit to Elizabeth and Deb. And Jimmy could do his medical program. But I think that I don't believe that he would be as beneficial to the program as I don't think he could take on Gorman's work. Two copies.
Well,
I think Carol could explain. I think you got all of Jimmy with being acceptable to that clinic.
Did you say Yvette or?
I think Yvette or Jimmy would not be as acceptable as the old man would be today. Professor Ross. Professor Ross's assistant, do you copy?
Roger, roger.
Anyway, makes one feel consoled that some folks know how to live with the routines of life and get the best out of life without great expectations.
Roger, Roger.
I think what impressed you and Mel is that now you can generally speak semi. May I ask you a question?
Roger.
Dr. Rab, his entire staff is of the same commitment as you saw in that letter. Do you copy?
Roger, Roger.
To me, that's the singular, most beautiful achievement that everyone has come to in his staff of that beautiful humanitarian outreach of assisting people without any expectations of appreciation or reward.
Roger, Roger.
To me, that is the singular most important thing that's happened in the past few months that I've ever witnessed. The one I saw of the good doctor.
Because there was just me there, and I wanted to have other complications at the same time. I was in the process of just dropping something off. Over.
Well, I'll find out what the process is. I thought that might be a little more detailed. Rugged outdoor living. Physically up to.
He talks a lot in that realm, but I think that living by example is something else. Over.
Oh, how true. How very, very true. The WD6MID, 20.3, the WD6DAI. I've noticed Gail's revised schedule.
Roger.
And then, folks get scheduled. I used to say, for a better word, want of a better word, and they get scheduled. I don't know. You get programmed into doing things about that they have to do, and no time for people. I question if they, not losing touch. Thank you for checking. WD6MID 40R3, the WD6DVI, we drop it.
Roger, this is WD6DVI in Kiso with WD6MID portal 8R3, and Martha just came in. Over.
Roger. No frequency in use, secure, frequency is in use. Alright. So, on that other matter, it'll be interesting to find out from you and Martha and Flo and Lil what the cookie steps he has covered.
Roger. I expect we will find that out tomorrow. Over.
Well, I suspect it won't change the picture because people who are committed to humanitarian work always want input, constant input. They're not where they ought to be. But the cardinal principles of giving to others, those never change.
Roger.
All right. What new does Martha have to say?
Roger. Well, we talked to Jack at length today, and I can't say that we know that much more than we did. Over.
I'm just talking, they can fill in a little bit the background. I think there's a whole lot of folk like Gail and in the world. And that's why there's not more humanitarian projects helping people instead of looking after number one.
Yes, that's the Roger.
Purchasing
from a very intellectual standpoint, over.
Okay.
I think maybe he's
So what's the decision to get down to what he's going to have to have?
Well, he said that last time, that was, I guess, 10 or 20 days over.
Yeah, I know that. But he's just going to do one phase of it. But the other phase.
Well, he couldn't answer for that. He suggested we contact that. Back to our doctor ourselves. He is of the opinion that it would just be a matter of that person's time and expertise and so forth, and that he would be able to take care of his end of it so as not to be any additional burden on Neil over. You know, in the sense of his concern for Nathan over.
Well, check it out.
Roger.
Sometimes one of you can look at this, but check it out.
Okay, sure will.
Anything else? I think I'd go back. I'll have to step on to the thing. You keep chatting with all of them.
Well, thank you. It's certainly is good to hear you, over. Right now, it's Tom and myself, over.
Very well, thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't copy, over.
Because a little slow left.
Not at the moment. So just now stepped out of it.
But a little bit more to walk.
Just after I arrived, over.
I thought
I really think that your analysis is correct as far as Jack, over. What you were mentioning, I think, fits Jack very well, the things you were mentioning, over.
Yes, yes. Well, you're a good lady.
Well, thank you, over.
Doing what's right.
Well, the more one seems to experience, the more one seems to value that that commitment, which is certainly exemplified by Neil and all his friends always. Roger, I shall.
Well, I'll let you go for the moment. You got a chat with Miller, I guess. The name I love to those that are interested.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Thank you very, very much.
Roger, Roger.
Martha?
Hello.
Hi. Did you talk to Frisbee today?
Who? Frisbee?
Frisbee. C-E-R-C-Y.
Oh, yeah. Roger, Roger. Stand by a sec. He had he took a look at some of the medical records, and he was pretty much of the same opinion as the other doctors he's consulted, with a couple exceptions. Over.
Roger.
For one thing, he felt that, I guess he protracted a longer time for the medical prognosis, than we had previously heard, but that was just opinion, I think, over. He agreed on the, but I guess that, the person dead is not in any immediate kind of have to wait till the disease, it's a protracted illness, and it's something that you kind of have to just live with for a while until it reaches its critical point. But it doesn't happen overnight, or
standing by. Could you repeat that in a slightly shorter fashion?
Well, he called it a protracted disease. It's something that by the nature of it, it isn't something that, comes to a critical point right off the bat. It kind of takes a while to work itself out, over.
Talking about the guy at Norfolk?
I didn't copy you. The guy what?
understand what Mr. Jenkins' particular situation is. What is the subject matter?
Well, I expect Mr. Jenkins would be interested. It could turn others as well. Some of Dr. Bedford's patients over.
Okay, Roger.
He did feel that probably it was not in the patient's best interest to stand by. But, well, definitely, Dr. White was not the best as far as his, the disease requires a certain specialist, and Dr. White was probably not the best one. And the patient might consider you know, finding another doctor over. Stand by, please. Roger. B6DBI and QSOWB6MIND, 4893.
Haven't been sent yet, but should be soon.
And it kind of is an outline that Chet made regarding Dr. White and his expertise and his opinion on his expertise and how he might be approached, and it might be of interest to Dr. Percy and the other people over. Well, I think so. He certainly is interested. He studied the disease and is interested in its you know, as it runs its course with this, as well as with other patients he's seen. He felt that if the patient were, you know, especially if the relatives of the patient felt that that he wasn't under the proper doctor's care, that something maybe ought to be said before much longer over.
Yes, I hope he can convince the other doctor that as well. There's kind of a paper that
gives a bit more detail and regarding Dr. White's situation, and I think it might kind of a long term general way of dealing with that. With his expertise, and it could be very helpful. I hope you'll get it. I don't know if the patient's family is aware, but sometimes not in the patient's best interest to change doctors in midstream, and so it's, you know, one might consider that over.
I didn't try gotten the patient to what?
It seems, you know, once treatment is begun, you pretty much maybe you've in a sense stand by.
I understand what you're saying. I understand.
Okay.
Calling Dr. White up in the matter and
discussing it with him. Stand by, sir.
Roger.
Well, he didn't name that specifically. He didn't talk about calling him up, but he did think that you know, it ought to be communicated some way, I suppose, that if the patient is dissatisfied over.
Okay, I just wanted to interject that other thing, so go ahead. What else did he have to say? Okay, I'm gonna have to, the phone's ringing. Hold on. Negative.
We saw a report
below also, so you might ask her to come up, because, Mosley still had the report that she's going over with her. Roger, roger. Okay, you didn't really think that the patient would need to be put in ICU until the, you know, the chief of the surgery department issued such an opinion. Over.